Blog Talk Radio.
In a time when African-American men represent a disproportionately high percentage of the country's prison population, children's books by black men are rare. With only 38% of black families in a two-parent household, one black father has defied the odds and authored his first children's book on parenting his daughter. Playtime to Bedtime, Memories That Last Forever, captures the reflections of a father's daily routine with his daughter, Jules. I'm so excited about this show, and you will be too. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Welcome to the show. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and I'm glad that you're listening. I hope it's a little bit cooler than it is here on the East Coast. We are really having a heat wave here. It's going to probably touch 100 degrees here in the greater Boston area in the next hour or two. But, you know, we were thinking about all that snow we had about 4 or 5 months ago, so I'm not going to complain. I'm actually excited, and this is part one of a two-part Father's Day program that I'm doing on great fathers, fathers who are doing some significantly wonderful things in the world of business and now in the world of literature. And I'm excited to bring my son-in-law on. Full disclosure, my son-in-law, Jerome Farquharson, who surprised us all and has written a delightful, delightful children's book called Playtime to Bedtime, Memories That Last Forever. Hello, Jerome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mrs. Thomas. How are you today? Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you're on. You know, I always knew you were a great guy when my daughter grabbed you and said this is the one that she wanted to live with for the rest of her life as her husband, but now your stock has gone up even more so with this delightful book. So I wanted to remind my guests and let them know I today am a shameless mother-in-law. I'm doing this for the benefit of my family, but I really am excited about your book. I want to go back because I read those stats earlier, and it's so troubling because so often we focus on the bad parts of our ethnic group and what black men aren't doing, the high crime rate, the prison population, the neglect in the family, and you have literally just spun that on its head and done what is expected of other people, but not necessarily here in the black community. I'm excited about your book, and I just want to just ask you, what were your first thoughts when you said, A, I have a book in my head, which a lot of people have, but B, I think I have a story that I want to share with others and I want to actually publish a book. Jerome, tell us about that first kernel of idea, that ingenuity that was in your head some time ago.
The first part of your question, what I thought about first was just my daughter, Juliana. Me and my wife, we would switch off every day. As I came in from work, she would head off to work, and we used to do the same routine every day. And I said, oh, man, this is something we do every day. And the words just started coming to me, and I just started writing. And it only took me about, I would say, 2 days to actually write all my words down, all my thoughts. It's strange, but it just came naturally. As I looked at her playing, and I just wrote from that, and rhyming is very hard to do. And the rhyming actually came pretty easy because
right.
The words were there and the everyday routines that we went through, they were all there. So it was pretty simple to write or pretty quick. But the long part, the part that took the longest was the editing and the going back and things like that. But overall, it was pretty quick.
Well, you know, what I love about this is that you literally, again, all of us on the planet, we all have routines, we all have things that we are doing that we take for granted. But what you've done is that you've gone the extra mile and you've taken that routine, you have poetically penned it in a book, and then you literally finish the project, and you're now literally selling the book. So, I mean, that's a skill in and of itself. I think about other people who take care of parents, or they have lots of children, or they don't have any children, and they take care of their nieces and nephews. So what I'm hearing, again, is that this is an opportunity for anyone to take the everyday routines in life and transfer them to paper so that other people can explore and sort of find themselves in the experience that you have. What's it like, again, we're living in fast-paced times. You are like so many other parents and couples where you're working hand-in-hand with your wife. What's that experience been like compared to what you thought you were going to have in terms of your relationship with your wife, Jerome?
When we decided to have kids, we knew that that was part of it. You had to make sacrifices, and we have structured everything where if she's working, I'm home. And right now, the oldest one, Juliana, who's the book is about, she's in daycare, and we have a younger daughter, Gabrielle. She's 10 weeks old, so she's home now with my wife, Lorna, your daughter, and yeah, so it's all about parenting. It's all about making sacrifices and doing everything for the kids. And I realized I didn't answer the second part of your question was about going to publishing, the self-publishing route, and putting the book out there. And
right.
the reason I decided to publish the book and put it out there was the support that I received from people as they read it, from yourself, from Lorna, from other people as they read the book, my mom, friends, as they read it, they were very happy with it, and
right.
They said, "Oh, you should share this." So that's what caused me to go that route.
Uh-huh. So the support really was there. I also want to give a great big shout-out to Tom Campbell. I'm sure he's probably listening. He is with King Printing, and your book was published through King Printing. He's just a fabulous person and gave you a lot of very good advice in terms of finalizing, formatting the books, and walked you through it. King Printing, all they do are print books. From self-published authors. They don't do anything else but that, but they give great advice. And, again, big plug for Tom, kingprinting.com, kingprinting.com. You can go there and find out more about it. So, Jerome, let me just sort of walk back again. Tell us from soup to nuts, what is playtime to bedtime all about?
It's, like I touched on earlier, it's all about the daily routine. It's Juliana playing. And from playing, it's dinner time, getting her ready for dinner time, making dinner, putting it on the table, saying grace. After dinner time, then it's time to get ready for bath time. And after she's giving her bath and is getting her ready for bed and tucking her in for the night and just cherishing the day and realizing that that's one day. Of her getting older. It's almost time for the next date.
That's great. That is great. We're going to actually have you to read a little bit of the book a little bit later on, too. So you're literally just taking a slice of life, just a little bit of your daily routine. This is after you get home from work and you pick her up and all of these experiences that, again, so many people either take for granted or they don't really think about in this way, but experiencing it. Again, you're a big guy. You're 6'4", athletic, baseball player, a real guy's guy. You love sports. What's the experience like? And again, share again with your friends and your guy friends, what's it like actually caring for your daughter in an era where, it's really not too long ago where this was not men's work, this was women's work. Has that been an issue for you, or is it something that you ever think about, Jerome?
No, I never thought about it that way. I just thought about it that's the thing to do. I love both my daughters, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make sacrifices, which, like you just mentioned, I love sports. I grew up playing sports. I still play it, but I had to curtail that a little bit since the birth of Juliana and now the birth of Gabrielle. So that's what we do as we get older. You have to put certain things on the back burner and do what's in the best interest of the kids. And that's what myself and my wife have done.
That's great. That's great. And I'm sure your mom, either listening now or certainly listening later on, she'll be very proud of her son having raised you really well. But let's go back to your childhood again. You grew up in Jamaica. You came to the United States when you were a small boy. Take us back to those days and sort of compare them with the experiences now that you're having with Juliana and Gabrielle.
Oh, two words to describe when I first came here: culture shock. Because I grew up in a small town in Jamaica. It's called Aberdeen, and it's in Saint Elizabeth, the parish of Saint Elizabeth. And I came here when I was 8, and there is actually a brief little story about that. I was told that my mother was living here at the time. She was living here a few years before she came to get me, and I was told at the time that, oh, your mom is going to be coming to get you. And I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to go. So I ran away in the woods, which was about probably 500 yards from the house. I ran away and I hid. And I found my way back to the house and I hid underneath the bed. And then my uncle came and found me and said, no, you have to go. You have to go to with your mom. You have to go to America. So that, just to tell you that I was nervous from the beginning. And when I came here, it was a culture shock. But in time, I grew into the culture. I grew in. I met a lot of friends when I was younger. And as you can tell now, no sign of an accent or anything like that. That was lost many years ago.
Wow, so, that's interesting. That's an amazing story. And again, you grew up in a rural area, and then to go from that rural area to the Philadelphia area was obviously culture shock too.
Yeah.
You have many uncles who are in the greater Philadelphia area now. Your mom is a successful nurse and has done very well in life. So what's the experience been like? Again, when you think about your childhood, you think about the childhood of Juliana and Gabrielle and the childhood that you had first in Jamaica and then in Philadelphia.
Yes, yes. Being the only child, and my mom, she was a single parent, and what she instilled in me about responsibility, and she was a very tough mom. She raised me to be a strong person. And to respect everybody and to take care of your responsibilities. And that's what I did all through my youth growing up, and that's what I continue to do now. And I had a support system of uncles. Then I had my cousins, and that's what they did. They were always there to look out for me. They were older, and they made sure I was in line. Even when I was playing sports and everything, they were always there, making sure I was in line, I was doing the right thing. And as I went through school, my mother made sure that education came first. And if I didn't do what I needed to do to get passing grades, sports was taken away from me. So she knew I loved sport, and she knew that that was the way to get to me as far as my schooling. So that's what was done, and that taught me that you need to take care of the things that are important. So to continue to today, that's what's important is family and raising your kids the right way and being there for them to provide for them and to teach them what's right from wrong.
So what I'm hearing again is that even though your mom was a single parent for your growing up years, I know she married and then divorced again, but again, it was the responsibility was largely on her shoulders. You still had an extended family with many uncles who were there, as they say, you know, just making sure they were in your face to make sure you were in line. So that's
yes,
the extended
tough love.
Family. Yeah, tough love. That is so, so important. Can you read just maybe a page or two? I just want to do a little teaser with Playtime to Bedtime. Any pages that you'd like to start us off with, just read us maybe two pages and let's get a feel for the book.
Okay. I start off with this page. She finishes up all on her own, with a prideful smile on her face now shown. Straight to my throat a knot now went, to see my baby so independent. And then I page a few, and to dreamland she goes, dreaming of the next day, when daddy will again interrupt her play. but we wouldn't have it any other way. It's something we look forward to each and every day.
Love it, love it, love it. We're reading a little bit from Playtime to Bedtime, Memories That Last Forever by Jerome Farquharson. Shamelessly, my son-in-law. This is really an exciting, exciting interview to do. Now, what's also amazing in the world of technology, and I should also say that you have several degrees in technology. You had an associate's degree in electronics technology and semiconductor manufacturing technology from Delaware County Community College, and also your bachelor's degree is in business technology management from Pennsylvania College of Technology. So you're a tech geek, should I say. Technology is no big deal. You took several classes online, and you do it effortlessly and do very well in school. What's the experience like, Ben, and tell us about your illustrator. Again, I'm just fascinated with this story. Maywish Umber is your illustrator, and tell us about Maywish and where she's from, Jerome.
Yes, that's the age we live in now. Is a technology age. Everything is through the media and online, virtual, and that's how I came about knowing the illustrator. When I first thought about the book, I came up with the ideas for the different sketches, the different illustrations. I said, I need to get an illustrator. So I did an online search to find illustrators, and I came up with Elance. And also somebody else gave me a glowing review on Elance, too. So I went to elance.com, and I set up an account as a merchant, and I post my what I was looking for, and then a lot of different people bid on there. It was just like you're at home and you want to put up a new deck or something like that, and a lot and different contractors come to you and they have different bids and things like that, and then you go with the best bid. So that's what I did. I went with the best bid, and just happened to be Maywish Umber, who she lives in Pakistan. So
wow.
So that's two different worlds coming together to produce this children's book. And she works in Pakistan. Her regular job, she's a newspaper coordinator for a university there, and she does this as during her free time. She's a freelance artist, and she does that online, and she sets up and that everything was done online. I would upload pictures to her so she would see what I look like and what Juliana looked like, and from there she did sketches, and I approved the sketches, and from the sketches came the illustrations, and that's how it went.
That's amazing. So again, you obviously you've got the background, but you took advantage of the world we live in. The world, as Thomas Friedman had said, the world really is flat. You don't have to worry about country distinctions or differentiations. Here you identified someone who could fit the bill in Pakistan, and I could say that you work beautifully together. Her illustrations are wonderful, very vibrant and very colorful, and I think capture the moment in time that you wanted to express in your book. So everything was done with Maywish online. You've actually sent her the book. You shipped the book to her. She received it in less than a week. And what's her response been so far, Jerome?
Oh, her response, she loved it. She I sent it to her as a gift, and she was very appreciative of the gift, and she told her family, and her family loved it. At the university, she told her vice chancellor she loved it. Everybody that she came in contact with loved it, and she emailed me back with glowing reviews, and she can't wait to work together again in the future. And the same way, the same thing I said to her too.
Well, I could certainly see a series of books, too, with Juliana goes to daycare, goes to preschool, and all of the other experiences. As a baby sister, I could see a whole series of books going on. And I know Tom Campbell has already said that you got to write another book, so this is the first of many.
Oh, yes.
you self-published this book. You went through King Printing. They put together the book. You approved the proof. And then Tom was gracious enough to actually hand-deliver your books to your home. What was it like to sort of unwrap and see the first book of the many books that make up this wonderful journey that you've been on as an author?
Yes. First of all, I'd just like to say to Tom, that was above and beyond for him to drive the 2+ hours to my home to drop off the book to me. That was great. And King Printing, they do a great job. Everything was professional, and he was a great guy. He had a lot of advice, and he gave me his phone number earlier on in the process. If I have any questions, to call him anytime. So he's been a real great guy. And as far as receiving the book, and it was like a surreal feeling that came over me, just opening the box and just seeing your name on the cover and just seeing that this is something that you have created. Although you've seen it online and you've seen it on a computer and things, just to see the actual finished product in front of you, it was a surreal feeling, and it was great.
Great. And as you now know, the hard work is not just creating a book and publishing a book. The hard work is now marketing the book and selling the book. So take us from the time that the book was finished, and what did you do next in terms of the marketing process? And again, I'm sharing this information and want our listeners to hear this, because it can be hopefully an inspiration for someone else to write their book and to realize that you actually can do it, and you don't need a team of people. And in this day and age, you don't necessarily need to go to a trade publisher to create this kind of reflection of your life. So again, the book was in your head, it was actually published, and then what took place then in terms of marketing?
Yeah, actually, the marketing part of it started before the printing was finished. I went to the local library. I mentioned it to them. I went to their kids section, mentioned just the idea to them, and mentioned it to a few librarians, and they liked the idea, and they thought it was a good idea, and I told them what the website was, because that was one thing I did earlier on. I made sure I locked down that website before the book was printed, and I had the website on the book. So the website was set, but I didn't publish the website until the book was ready. So I came up with a marketing plan to start locally, to go to different stores and places like a barbershop, hairdresser, hair salon, places like that, and, of course, the local church. We're a member of Bethel AME Church here in Connecticut, and we mentioned it to
in Bloomfield, Connecticut,
in Bloomfield, Connecticut, and we mentioned it there, and people, they always take care of their own. People were very happy about it. They were proud of it, and they've supported it from the beginning, and also online. You have to do a lot of marketing online with the website. I put out a lot of information about it on Facebook, and other parts. Like, I'm not a member of Twitter, so I haven't used Twitter, but Facebook, and they have some different free press releases online that I was able to do that through, online press releases and things like that, just to get a link system going back to the website. So it was basically a grassroots effort that was done as far as the marketing.
Again, I look at the fact that you got the technical background. That certainly was a help, and I have to give a big shout-out to the members and the pastor at Bethel AME Church in Bloomfield, because they embraced the book wholeheartedly, and they certainly have been very, very supportive of you and Lorna and of Juliana and now Gabrielle. And you have a book signing coming up at my church, Bethel AME in Boston, on Father's Day, so we're excited about that too. But I'm impressed, because I'm learning from you, even though I published the book almost 10 years ago. But again, your background lends itself so well to this when it comes to technology. You discovered a website called Weebly.com, which I've now fallen in love with. I think it's fabulous. It is free. They do have paid sections. I'm actually going to begin to shift my websites over to Weebly with their paid section. But tell us about the experience of setting up your website, which is very important in selling any product at all. You need a website to do so. So what was that process like, Jerome?
Yes, although I'm a techie in certain parts, as far as building a website, that took a lot of time to learn from scratch. So when I found Weebly, it basically builds the website for you. All you have to do, it has different pages where you can choose which page you want, and it has a lot of ideas that you can use. So it's basically you don't have to do much, and that's what was great about it. And it was easy. It was easy that a beginner could do that. I didn't have to source that out. So and I can keep it up. I can upkeep every day. I can do a different add to the different pages, and it's as simple as just hitting publish, and I can republish it every single day when new information is added or I would need to put new information on. So it was pretty simple and pretty straightforward. So that's why
they have a great e-commerce section too. So again, not only can you create your website, but you also can add pages that will provide you the opportunity to go through PayPal or Google, I think one of the Google accounts, where you can go on and actually set up a page where people can buy online. Now, I want to give a plug for your website, and that's playtimetobedtime.com. That's playtimetobedtime.com, and you can go there and actually buy the book there. And he is listed on Amazon.com and other sources too, but would love for you to support him through his website. You received your first order from one of our friends, Floyd Williams, here in the Boston area. That was exciting. What's the sales track record been so far since you launched your website, Jerome?
Yes, thank you to Mr. Williams. He started the ball rolling. And in the first 3 weeks, I believe we sold about 55 to 60 copies. So it's doing okay, and that's just from word of mouth. So it's and people that have read the book and ordered it, they really love it. They really say that it can apply to anyone, and that's what I love about it, that my words to my daughter, it can apply to anyone. So that's great.
That's exciting. So what's in your head now? What kind of book can we expect going forward now that you have launched your first book about Juliana? What's going to be next that you're thinking about?
Next, definitely it has to be another book, and it has to be about Gabrielle, because I don't want Gabrielle in a couple years to say, Daddy, what about me? Where's my book? So we have to keep them all happy. So Gabrielle is going to get her book in the next few years.
Oh, well, this is so exciting. I'm very happy to have interviewed my son-in-law, Jerome Farquharson, who is a brand-new author, father of now two beautiful daughters, Juliana, who is the special jewels in the book Playtime to Bedtime, Memories That Last Forever. We encourage our listeners to go to the website, www.playtimetobedtime.com, and you can buy the book directly online. It'll be autographed. And tell us about the special comments or what needs to be done if you want to have your book autographed by the author, Jerome Farquharson, and you're buying it online. Jerome, tell us about that.
Yes. If you buy the book at Playtime to Bedtime, there's a page called Questions Comments. You would go to that page and you would just drop me an email that says you want it autographed and to who you want it autographed to. Or when you check out with the PayPal checkout, in the checkout section, there's also a spot for comments. You can also put it in there. So those are the two ways that you can mention that you want the book autographed.
Great. We've had a couple of guests in our chat room, and we've put the website there, playtimetobedtime.com. We encourage everyone to go and get a copy because, again, this shows a different side of the Black community, a very different side, a side that I'm very familiar with, and I would say most Black people are familiar with in terms of loving, responsible parents, where education is very important. Making sure that you are fulfilling your responsibilities and always having that extended family on hand. Jerome Farquharson, congratulations, and thank you so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you for having me, and it was a pleasure being on your show.
Super. Thank you much. All right. We hope that you will go and get the book and have a great time and think about how you can also become an author in your own right. Have a great week or weekend, and we will see you next week for Father's Day Part 2. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Make it a great week or weekend.